One of the people missing on Whakaari is believed to be a 23-year-old man who had only started working as a tour guide on the island a few months ago. Friends and whānau of Tepene Māngi gathered in Whakatāne this afternoon, anxiously awaiting any news on his whereabouts. They told our reporter Katie Scotcher Tepene always put others before himself and is a loving young man.
Tepene Māngi's father cried as he stood at the cordon and stared at Whakaari, a line of police tape and roughly 50 kilometres of ocean keeping him from his son. Tepene is one of eight people missing on the island, presumed dead after the major eruption yesterday. Flights over the volcano have not found any sign of life, and it is still too dangerous for the police to launch a rescue mission. Despite the messages from emergency services, his father told RNZ he is not giving up hope. His close friend Shania Simmons is also holding out for a miracle. But as time goes on, a miracle is looking less and less likely.
Just knowing that there's a high chance that he's laying out there, it's just gut-wrenching. It makes me feel sick.
Tepene worked for White Island Tours and was hired just a few months ago. Shania says he loved his job and teaching tourists about Māori culture. She says they both applied for the same job.
He suits this job, honestly. And I was mad at him because I applied for it too. And I messaged him, I was like, you were supposed to leave that job for me. And he just reckons, oh, I must have been better than... I was like, oh, that sums you up.
Shania says Tepene is the sort of person who would go out of his way to help others first.
He would have stayed there and tried to help anyone that he could have. He would have put his job and people first before himself.
But now all Shania wishes is that she got the job instead.
In all honesty, all I could think this morning was I would have rather it be me than him out there. But I think he'd be saying something along the lines of, I was on White Island when it blew up. He's that kind of person, like, he'd find it funny.
After hearing about the eruption yesterday afternoon, Shania messaged him last night but never got a response. She heard he was missing at 6 this morning.
I was up, checked my messenger, and my mum had told me that nobody had heard from him yet. Mm. Yeah, so I'm just waiting.
After hearing the news, she spent all morning crying.
It was hard, but everyone has just been hopeful, really.
The pair met about 12 years ago and went to high school together. Shania describes Tepene as a loving young man who would always look out for others.
Funny, very funny, and he was one of those ones, like, because him and I did an MC gig down the coast at one of the Stop the Drilling concerts that they have down there. It's a fundraiser. And him and I MC'd together, and he was just hilarious, just captivated the crowd all day. Had his dumb jokes, but everybody thought they were hilarious because he's an old soul.
His whānau and members of the community gathered this morning at Te Manuka Tūtahi Marae for a karakia. Kaumātua TK Marito says it was a chance for families and iwi to show their support.
Well, quite devastated, as you would appreciate, that there's Ngāi Tewa staff as well that were affected by the tragedy and the eruption, and we still don't know the results of those who are still on the island on Puer Pakaari.
A karakia has also been held by mana whenua at the cruise ship docked in Tauranga. Some of the people who were on the island at the time of the eruption were passengers on the ship. In Whakatāne for Checkpoint, Katie Scotcher.